the fluid out of the leaf, and that's where all the fluid comes from. It's just from the cabbage leaf itself, and it ended up being completely submergible. There was enough fluid there for that. Then you just hold it all down, kind of, you know, cover it with a little piece of cloth, hold it all down, wash the cloth each day, and theoretically you can keep it all winter long that way. I think we're probably going to can up about half of it and try and keep the other half.
And how long will it be sitting in this condition before it's actually edible kraut?
It can be a long time. It does. It depends on how warm it is. And it actually takes basically room temperature. 68 to 72 degrees is what you want. And it'll work real good that way. You just got to keep an eye on it because there's bad guys that can grow in it too. But generally speaking, it'll take care of itself. And it can go for, weeks. But I think the minimum is something like, I can't remember, a week and a half or something like that. Oh, Sarah just texted me 3 tablespoons of salt altogether for, I think it was like 12 pounds or 12.
Boy, you're right. That is not a whole lot of salt.
No, it's not much salt at all. I think the salt just sort of creates that situation where it draws the moisture out.
Draws it, yeah, sure.
Okay. So there's the kraut story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we also left with the slightly seemingly tall tale that I have enough